When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. I can't do it as well as the Duff. Yeah. I can't. How's he get his voice to do that? What's going on there? It's Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru is out of the TARDIS. Esmeralda the Heartmelda just stopped spinning. And again, Esmeralda, you're going to have to spin your way seven floors down. You're going to be a little dizzy when you get down here.
That's okay. I've already made holes, sort of.
Oh, you can just go right down.
Right.
Right.
Those holes I've patched up. I can break through.
You can break through. Viggity Vic is going nuts, and I'm Wiki Nicky. By the way, speaking of drilling a hole and falling, you ever see that Little Caesars commercial where the woman is in the office, and she comes in with a pizza, and the other woman says, you know, why didn't you just a $5 Little Caesars hot and ready pizza? And she goes, oh, I got to sit down. And so she, her chair, you've seen this, Dan? Her chair spins around, drills a hole in the ground. She falls through the floor, and she's in a Little Caesars. Why the hell did she go to a different pizza place if there's a Little Caesars right below her? I mean, is she an idiot?
That is an excellent point.
Why, if there's a Little Caesars right below where you sit at work, why would you go to a different pizza place? That's what I get from that commercial. I don't get, $5. That's cheap. And it's hot. And it's ready. I get, is she an idiot? There's a Little Caesars 12 feet below her.
Have you written a letter to them?
I have you many, Esmeralda, and I've got a campaign going.
Unless it's not necessarily in the same country, and it's like that whole, I'm going to dig a hole to China type thing. And she dug her hole so far away, she ended up in like Australia.
So now it's a science fiction commercial. And you know what? She's a surrogate.
Mm.
She's eating surrogate pizza. All right, Esmeralda had her. We got the first request from Esmeralda for the morning. We'll listen to that, and then we got a break for the news. Here we go. Never come down. Never come down. That's Fly. Esmeralda explained to everyone what we were just enjoying.
That was Anderson Pack or Pock. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. It's a request through from V.
Oh,
through
V.
Me.
Okay, so that V requested little Anderson Pack.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that song. That's pretty fly. That's a fly jam. And that's our first official fly jam of the morning because Fly Jams Friday is now underway. Get your requests in right now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The news is next. Fly Jams Friday continues. Esmeralda, that was your second request. What's that?
It's Hey, Mr. DJ.
Hey, Mr. DJ. Yeah.
Is it Zane or Zane?
I don't know. I think it's Zane.
Zane?
As in Billy Zane.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
They name themselves after Billy Zane.
That's right. They love Titanic so much. All right, there's your second. It's Aaron Brie. And I would just like to tell Vic that he ruined my morning. Vic?
I feel bad, Nick.
You ruined my morning.
Because I'm assuming you're not the only one I ruined it for.
Well, Vic told us who won Top Chef, and I
it's not like I was a sealed envelope. It was on TV last night.
I know, and I DVR'd it, and I watch it every Friday morning. I DVR'd it Thursday, and I watch it every Friday morning. And now I know who the winner of Top Chef is.
I apologize to anyone that I may have ruined for.
No, you know, is fair. I mean, I guess you should watch it. But I try to stay away from all social media, you know, during things like that.
You said it
on my show.
Well, I was happy for him. You know, he's
well,
a Chicagoan.
I will say this: the person I was rooting for did win.
Good.
You should have seen me in the studio, Dan.
Oh
was
no,
like,
no, no! I can see you. Oh, you could. Corner of my eye, flailing your arms around.
I was like, no! It was like,
and I almost just stopped. I almost just said, you know what? Let's just stop right here. And we'll go to sports traffic. And
yeah, exactly. Oh, God, that was ridiculous. And I was anybody walking down Michigan Avenue thought I was having a seizure. Anyway, well, I can prioritize what's on my DVR now. I can save Top Chef for a little bit later on. I'll just watch Atlanta immediately. You don't know how Atlanta ends last night's episode of Atlanta. You don't want to ruin that for me.
I can have it coming up at 5 if you want.
Oh, Vic. All right, buddy. Okay. Well, there you go. It's Fly James Friday. And
you get Chicago news first right here, Nick.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get into some Fly Jam, shall we? Okay. Here, Dino wanted to hear a little bit of this. Now you say you want me, girl. Make up your mind. I'm not going to be here for long. You know you want my loving, baby. Girl, you got me twisted over. Okay, Vic?
Yes, sir.
Do you have Channel 9 on upstairs in the...
Yeah.
Okay, well, they just announced who the winner of Top Chef was. It was just on the screen. I can't believe this. I made it to... There's 20 minutes to the show left. 20 minutes! And my parent company is screwing me. Anyway.
There's no way you would have got it.
Oh, my God. I can't. Just, there it is up on the screen, Channel 9, showing who the winner of Top Chef was. I'm like, come on, man. I've been watching Top Chef since season one.
Now, why didn't you watch it last night?
I was asleep.
I'm curious now.
I was asleep.
Okay.
I usually nap around that time, and I was sleeping when it was on. Oh, man. This is just hilarious now. This is just ridiculous. By the way, hey, DJ Shagru, Vic says in my ear while that Keith Sweat song was playing, Vic says, this is my jam.
That is my jam, man.
Vic, you don't know how happy you made me, because the very first ever Fly Jams Friday, that was my choice.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I played that song on the very first Fly Jams Friday when we were just like, oh, you know, Fly Jams. You know what we're talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah, Keith Sweat's Twisted. That's a Fly Jam.
That's such a good song. Used to be my number one request song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we're back to Fly Jams Friday. Esmeralda, hey, do you know who won Top Chef?
Some dude.
More importantly, do you know Keith Sweat?
Yeah. Did Keith Sweat win?
Keith Sweat won Top Chef.
Oh, good for him.
Exactly right. Oh, man. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry. Now I'm just getting goofed. All right. Let's go to Fly. You all right? You need something? Are you okay?
His computer's turned off. That's all.
Oh, no. I think it's... Where is it? Where's the actual computer?
I have no idea. It's fine. It's fine.
Is it underneath? Is it down below?
Oh, it's... Never mind. We got it.
I was just trying to help you out. See, the whole thing is derailed. The whole show is derailed since Vic told us who won Top Chef. The show, we may as well end it. Can I end now? Can I just leave now, Dan? Can we just...
You better hope it's an 18-minute express.
Well, they only lost 3-2. It's not going to be 18 minutes. All right. Let me play one more here. Marco from the Southeast Side wanted a little Stevie Wonder. All right. Sorry, just so ridiculous. All right, let's go to the phones. There's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey,
that's not the first time that the parent company got you. They got you last month on Valentine's Day when they signed that baseball team.
Oh, all right. Well, this is a little more crushing, in my opinion.
I don't think so. I'm still crushed.
I hope
you're not going to have any other expresses like baseball expresses.
Yeah.
Blackhawks ones. Anyway, I wanted to thank you and Dan for playing the China Syndrome soundtrack for me on Wednesday.
Yeah, China Syndrome. Yeah, only piece of music in the entire movie. There's just no score. That movie has no score. One of the most suspenseful movies I've ever seen. No music.
This morning I'm playing my last Stephen Bishop request for the foreseeable future.
All right.
I've got a fly cover of his first hit done by the Four Tops. Here's Save It for a Rainy Day.
All right.
My heart's in a hand. This sure is a mess. There's no way I'll say no. If she says yes, yes, yes.
There you go. Fly.
Hey, Nick,
yeah.
You think you and Dan could get him on the show? I bet he'd be a great guest for stories for Animal House and
Kentucky Fried Movie. He's in Kentucky Fried Landis. Movie. Yeah.
He was on with Steve and Johnny, so I actually called in on that show. It's the only guest I ever spoke with.
Stephen Bishop.
I think it'd be a great interview for you guys.
No, I agree. He's a lot of fun. Very, very cool. All right, Bob.
All right. Take care, Nick.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right. You see
too.
You later. My weekend's ruined.
Because of Keith Sweat?
Because of Keith Sweat winning Top Chef. Oh, man. Well, I'll just watch Atlanta first. Because I was going to watch Top Chef immediately.
Right.
Now I'll just watch Atlanta.
Yeah, but then you'll see how he wins.
No, I'm going to watch it now. But it's just that, you know, like Atlanta's my favorite TV show on the planet right now.
Right.
So now that I know who won Top Chef, it's not as urgent. You know what I mean?
I like that it was both Chicagoans, apparently.
Yeah, well, Adrian, she's based in Brooklyn, but she's from here.
Oh.
But her restaurant is in Brooklyn. The restaurant.
Oh, well,
Brooklyn.
Never mind.
Yeah, so screw her.
Yeah.
All right, let's play one more Fly Jam. We got a break, and we're gonna hear it express. I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but the Hawks lost.
Don't spoil it. Don't pull a Vic.
In case you got it, we're gonna call that pulling a Vic from now on.
Yeah. Don't pull a Vaughn.
What's the wait time? You have to wait like 3 days.
4 months.
I mean, overnight is not really the. It's not really enough time.
Well, hey, the WGN Morning News showed too.
Yeah, Esmeralda, we'll let everybody else in Chicago report it, and then we'll report it tomorrow for Nick.
Actually, I just got a call from Marcus, and he said, "Hey, man, when we saw that Vic had reported, we're like, we're gonna pull a Vic."
Pull a Vic. Okay, that's it. I'm leaving.
LaShock called in and said, "Oh yeah, hey, Vic blew it already. Let's show it. Let's show it. Let's pull a Vic."
Guess the embargo's over. Vic Vaughn's reporting it.
All right, wait, hold on. We're gonna break here. We'll play more Fly Jams in a second, but we gotta do some weather and traffic. If you don't want to know what the weather is today, turn off your radio.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! If you don't care about the traffic, you might want to turn your radio off right now, because we're going to spoil it for you. We're going to pull a Vic. Okay. All right. Let's get back to Fly Jams Friday. Fly Jams Friday. Here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, you might want a rim shot, because even when it's R&B, it's never too cheesy. R&B, I should say.
Yeah. There you go. Might want to rehearse the joke before you tell it, Mark.
Yeah. I got it messed up. But anyway, we got some great white rhythm and blues. You got some bluesy brass, and you got women doing scats, and you got Alex Kilton sounding really soulful. This is Cry Like a Baby by the Box Tops.
Cry like a baby.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, man. Box tops. You know, Alex Chilton, man, please. The best. One of my favorite memories ever was we went to New York to take the vinyl shop, and we were there for 3 weeks at the Fringe Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have free concerts between the World Trade Center towers. They would set up a thing. It was I think it was on Wednesdays or something, Wednesday lunch hour. So people, you know, on their lunch break could come out and see a concert. And one of my great memories that I'll always have, you know, obviously it's melancholy now because it took place in front of the Twin Towers. There was a free concert for Alex Chilton, and it was so good. It was so, and he came out on the off the stage afterwards, just walking around with people and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, it's Alex Chilton. So, all right, let's see what we got here. Here we go. 708 area code wanted to hear this. Oh, that's The Deal with Two Occasions, and it's D-E-E-L-E, a little extra E on the end. So maybe it's Deela, Deely?
The Delele? The Deel?
Yeah, I think we got it right.
Yeah.
We got it right. All right, let's see. Oh, this is a classic. 847 area code. Little Midnight Star, man. Yeah, Midnight Star.
Everything you need, you find right here in me. I'm at the Midas Touch. Everything I touch, turns to gold. All sugar, all sugar. I'm at the Midas Touch. Baby, let me touch your body and your soul.
Yeah.
And he think very big of himself.
Oh, he's got the Midas touch.
Everything turns into gold.
Everything,
huh?
He touches. It's Midnight Star. I believe that was their only hit, clearly 80s, as you can tell.
So I guess not everything turned
no.
into gold.
Maybe, you know, and I don't think it reached number one. So in your world,
oh, wow.
It's not even.
Yeah, no. He needs to cut that line out because
yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah, it's not true.
Liar.
Midnight Star, liars.
Yeah.
They're just liars.
You should write a song called Liars.
You know, Three Dog Night recorded a song called Liar.
Oh, yeah?
It's a jam.
Is it about Midnight Star?
It is. Yes, it's about Midnight Star.
Did you play drums on it?
No, I didn't play drums on it. I would have loved to. No, man, that's too much like work. I don't want to. We don't want to do any of our songs too much like work. We just want to have fun tonight. The hell is wrong with you? Three Dog Night. If people don't know the story, I'm not going to tell it. If you know the story...
It took longer for you to recreate the story and not tell the story than I wanted to tell the story.
Three Dog Night came into a bar that I used to work at and went to, and we used to play. I used to play drums with the guy who was there, and the Three Dog Night came in, and I was like very excited, and they wouldn't play any of their hits. I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to play One, and I can't wait to play, you know, Mama Told Me Not to Go. And they was like, no, man, we're not going to play any of those, man. Too much. And then they did, like, Beatles covers, and I'm like, you guys are jerks.
It's all Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, they did the entire thing. Of Jesus Christ Superstar. Oh, Bennett, the Business of Funk.
Oh, boy.
Tall, very white, very funky.
Yes.
Okay, what do we got?
So tell me, how can you ever go wrong with the girls who call Earth home? How can you ever hate life here when the beauty's out there everywhere? So Venus, Venus, Venus. But I love my Earth girl. Never seen it, seen it, seen it. But I've been around the world. Oh, no. I lost
yeah.
My mind.
This is very fly.
Very.
Very fly. Bennett knows his fly funky funk. Because it's his business.
Yeah.
That is Jesse Boykins III with Earth Girls, and that was in honor of yesterday's International Woman Day.
Have to be galactic.
Yeah.
It's at Earth Girls.
It's Earth Girls.
So.
You ever see the movie Earth Girls Are Easy?
Yeah.
Love that.
Of course
movie.
I have.
Of course you have. Of course you have, because nobody else has seen it. So therefore, Esmeralda has.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a great movie. That's early Jim Carrey right there.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, Damon Wayans.
Yeah.
And the great Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. Oh, and...
Gina Davis.
No. The other blonde... oh, my gosh. What's her name? Downtown Julie Brown.
Oh, yeah. Julie Brown. Well, she wasn't Downtown Julie Brown. Downtown Julie Brown was the girl, the Wubba Wubba.
Oh, that's right.
Julie Brown was just...
She was just Julie Brown.
She was just Julie Brown. If I'm not mistaken, she co-wrote that movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we have to break. Because I got to leave. I was going to go home and watch Top Chef. I don't think that's going to happen now. Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
Oh, you too.
We'll see you on Monday. All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next.